What up? Welcome to Sweet Home Silicon Valley. This is your host, Aubrey Vigna. I've got the pulse on what's good in your neighborhood. I'm connecting you to your community. What's going on, who's hanging out, and when everything is going down. Zoom in with me and let's explore what makes our home so sweet. Welcome to the show. This is your host, Aubrey Vigna, a realtor and super fan of all things Silicon Valley. I'd like to start today's episode by sharing some good news about Santa Clara County. We were recently ranked the happiest county in California. That's first out of 58 total counties for the state, according to SmartAssets 2018 edition of Happiest Places in America. Not only was Santa Clara County ranked first in California, it made top 10 for the United States as a whole. SmartAsset compared U.S. counties across 8 factors. If you're curious about where they got their data and how they put it together, be sure to check the show notes for a link to their site. Being acknowledged as the number one county in the state of California is particularly great news considering how the U.S. fared in this year's World Happiness Report, a separate annual publication conducted on behalf of the United Nations. The United States, unfortunately, fell 4 spots to 18th this year. The World Happiness Report is a far more comprehensive look at happiness and general satisfaction around the globe. They rank 156 countries by their happiness levels and 117 countries by the happiness of their immigrants. Our drop to 18th came as a bit of a surprise this year. While there are certainly pros and cons to where we live, it's good to know our little neck of the woods is doing all right. So let's go back to the report in which our county came out on top. SmartAssets research highlights Santa Clara County's good year-round weather and high social metrics. We also have the 7th highest life expectancy in the country, and roughly 85% of residents are physically active, no doubt a result of our terrific weather. These survey results made me think, can our climate have that much of an impact on general satisfaction? I often comment on what a beautiful day it is, and truthfully, I, along with many Bay Area residents, probably take it for granted. So, scientifically speaking, how does the Silicon Valley climate come to be? Well, if you Google Silicon Valley weather, like I did, you'll get a slew of 10-day forecasts and a boilerplate statement about how the region experiences an average of 300 days of sunshine, along with a breakdown of average temps for each month of the year. A cursory glance shows mostly 60s and 70s. Pretty good. I am by no means a meteorologist, but here's what a little scientific digging turned up. The Santa Clara Valley is a large flat basin between a set of hills. To the west are the Santa Cruz Mountains, and a set of foothills are to the east. During the day, the valley ground is warmed by the sun. As the air above it heats up, it expands, rising like a balloon, which creates a low pressure area over the valley. The low pressure sucks in the cool air, cruising over the cold waters of the Pacific Ocean. As the air passes over the mountain range and down into the valley, it cools, reducing its ability to hold water vapor, so moisture in the air condenses, turning it into fog or clouds. If the valley low is weak, cool air has a harder time making it over the hills, resulting in those finger-like tentacles of fog creeping over the skyline ridge. The closer we are to the coast, and the lower the mountain range, the more likely we are to experience a full blanket of fog. If you think about it, the topography of the Bay Area, with areas closest to the water, such as San Francisco, have little to no barrier, which is why the peninsula and South Bay are often much warmer. Cities that are sandwiched comfortably between the two mountain ranges block much of the ocean air. Helpful hint: look at what direction the wind is blowing. If it's coming from the west, the ocean side, this usually means that cool air is being sucked into the valley. If the wind appears to be blowing from the east, typically there's a high pressure area over the valley that then pushes that warm air outward. So far, this is high level overview of the science stuff, but it can get much more complex. There are other localized variables that affect microclimates, which the Bay Area is known for. For instance, older neighborhoods with mature trees are shadier and cooler and can absorb or block wind. Western-facing slopes are warmer than their eastern-facing counterparts. And in downtown San Jose, tall buildings create cool, shady microclimates to the north, and some of those buildings reflect enough solar radiation to significantly warm areas to the south and to the west. Before reading all of this, I had no idea. Towns such as Santa Clara, Sunnyvale, and East Palo Alto are heavily influenced by the bay as well, and they can experience strong winds in the late afternoon and evening. If you've ever been to one of those towns in the late afternoon, you felt that strong wind. It's crazy. It's all very fascinating, and it's part of what makes living here in the Silicon Valley such a treat. So, depending on what type of weather you like best, there's probably a microclimate in this area to match. Now that we have a better understanding of how the weather works here in the Bay Area, we can appreciate all of the wonderful things we can do outdoor because of this terrific weather year-round. One thing that's happening this weekend takes place outdoors, and that's a performance. Shakespeare in the Park, performed by Silicon Valley Shakespeare, begins its sixth annual production at Willow Street Park in San Jose. They're doing a fresh take on the Shakespeare classic, As You Like It. It's part of their free, you heard me, free Shakespeare in the Park series, and it's an engaging, family-friendly comedy that's kicking off their 20th season. Performances begin tonight, Friday, June 8th at 7 p.m., and they're going to run every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until June 24th, so plenty of time to catch one of their performances. The productions are held at Willow Street Park and Central Park, and again, they're free to the public thanks to their generous sponsors, though donations at the performances themselves are greatly appreciated. Willow Street Park features a grassy bowl-type amphitheater, so you can bring a blanket or a low-back chair, and there's also a small parking lot in terms of parking. There's a bit of street parking, but if you can, I would recommend public transportation. Not far from the park is the Virginia Light Rail and the Tamian Caltrain stations. Performances are roughly 2 hours long, and there's even a concession stand there so you can purchase snacks, wine, and cold beverages, but you're also welcome to bring your own little picnic. Something fun to do now that we're in summer, and again, it's outdoors, and we can enjoy that because of all of the climate information that we just learned about what makes living in the Silicon Valley so comfortable year-round. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. And remember, Sweet Home Silicon Valley delivers a hyper-localized look into all things South Bay. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, like, or review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sweet Home SV. Be sure to come back next week for more of the South Bay's good stuff right here on Sweet Home Silicon Valley.
That's a wrap. 5 full days of Silicon Valley swagger. If you haven't listened to any of the other shows, well, you missed out. Just kidding. Check out our website, whatupsv.com, where you can catch up on our past shows. Or subscribe and never miss anything. Ever.